All right. Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath to you. Can you say happy Sabbath? Are you happy to be here today? I only hear a couple kids. Are you guys happy? Really happy to be here? Yes? No? Raise your hand if you're happy to be here. Okay, this side over here. Oh, okay, they're happy as well. All right. Today, we're going to tell our children's story is about using what God has given us, and not looking to other people for what they got, but just use what God has given us. So, I have Pastor Steve's sneakers here. I think it's mine. It is mine. And so, now, who wants to trade with me in switch shoes? Anybody want to trade with me? Yeah? All right, William, let's switch. Come on, let's switch. Come on. Let's do it. You give me your shoes. You wear my shoes. Come on. Let's see it. Let's see it. Come on. For real. You got to take off the other one's shoes, buddy. It's an experiment. Let's try it. Take off your shoes. Can you take off your shoes? No. No. Anyone else want to switch with me? Anybody want to try on my sneakers? Divya, you want to try on my sneakers? Anybody? Now, what do you think would happen if William put on my sneakers and he tried to run? What do you think would happen? He would probably fall and stumble. In fact, do you know, I had a cousin a long time ago in Korea, and his mom really didn't want to buy her son's shoes. So you know what she did? When they were real little, like 5, 6, she used to buy shoes that were like 5, 6 sizes bigger so that they would grow into it. True story, by the way. And the guy, and growing up, they had a funny walk because they were always trying to like keep their shoes on. And so really the point of the story is you need to use your shoes that fits you, right? And the Bible says something similar about like get the talents and gift that God has given you. Let me give you the example of David. Do you remember the story of David? Like when he went to fight Goliath, do you remember what Saul the king gave him? What did he give him? You remember?
He gave him a sword.
Yeah, he gave him his sword and his armor. And the Bible says that David swayed to go as and he was so big and heavy, he was like, oh my goodness, like he couldn't even see. The helmet was on top of his eye. His sword was probably longer than him. He was like wobbling. He was like, you know what? I can't do this. I'm gonna use what God has given me. And what did he use? A slingshot, right? And the things that God has given him. And that's how he was able to defeat Goliath. Do you think he would have been able to defeat Goliath in Saul's armor and sword? Probably not, right? And so when God calls you to serve, use what God has given you. Don't look at the person next to you. Oh, that person can sing really well. Or that person can really run really fast. Don't look at other people. Just look at what God has given you. And those are the gifts that God wants you to use. And those are the gifts that fit you just perfectly. Does that mean that God's not going to give you more gifts? It doesn't mean that. But right now where you are, use what God has given you today. Okay? All right. Who wants to use God's gift that God has given you today? Raise your hand if you want to do that. All right. I need one person to pray for me. One person. Okay. So your hand was raised first. So, okay, here we go.
Dear God, for today, thank you for loving us. Please help us. Please loving us. Thank you for today. Please loving us in the Holy Spirit of your word. Please loving us in this sustained Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you guys. You may return to your seats and we'll see you next time.